Blog Talk Radio.
Daily Go Get 'Em is a show. We do this every single day, every single day, every day. Every day it rains, every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get a Business Show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should. I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should, too, on this Throwback Thursday. Let's get real about relationships Thursday. And we're talking about when you would marry them anyway. This, when you would marry them anyway, this is when the word anyway takes on the most dirty, the most nasty, the most knowledgeable, the most wisdom, the most red flag, the most warning sign, the most, I don't think you should do it, the most, my grandmother used to always say, yeah, it takes on all of that, and you're saying, wow. See, it's like Mary J. Blige said in her song, Mr. Feel Good. If you don't understand, I guess you ain't never had none. This is bigger than the physical thing.
This is bigger than sex. This is bigger than anything that you probably ever experienced in your life. You know, true love is one thing. But when you start talking about the deepest level of love and commitment, where you would basically do anything to be with somebody, in spite of what you know, regardless of what you've been through, you would still take that shot. Well, yeah, you know that he's not a good provider. He's kind of lazy. He doesn't manage his money well. I would marry him anyway. He lacks ambition. He doesn't tell the truth all the time. He moves in shady ways. I would marry him anyway. He cheats. He has a roving eye for other women. He has a propensity, or should I say, a proclivity, or should I say, it's hard for him to resist messing around with other women, but I would marry him anyway. It's when you know that she has some man-hating qualities. You know that she don't really know how to treat a man. You know that she has a tendency to use men for what it's worth and treat them with a hardened heart. But I would marry her anyway. You know that she's a gold digger. You know that any man that has money can be with her. You know that if another man who has money, who has power, who has prestige, who has popularity comes along, he can challenge you on some olive oil shit, and you'll probably lose the Bluto. I would marry her anyway. You know she's not a good mother. You know that she doesn't really know how to treat children or raise children. You know that the way that she lives is very questionable. You know that she don't cook, she don't clean, she doesn't keep anything up except for her personal appearance. But I would marry her anyway. You know that this nigga got a bunch of kids. You know that he always gonna go raw. You know that he don't take care of all his kids. You know that he makes a bunch of excuses for not handling his business, but I would marry him anyway. Come on, let's go. I would marry her anyway. I would marry her anyway. I would marry him anyway. I would marry her anyway. I would marry him anyway. I would marry her anyway. I would marry him anyway. I would marry her anyway. I would marry her anyway. I would marry him anyway. I would marry her 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 anyway. I would marry him anyway. I would marry her anyway. I would marry. I would marry her anyway. I would marry him anyway. I would marry her anyway. I would marry. I would marry her anyway. I would marry him anyway. I would marry him anyway. I would marry her. I would marry her anyway. I would marry. I would marry. I would marry. I would marry. I would marry her. I would marry her anyway. I would marry him anyway. I would marry her. I would marry her anyway. I would marry him anyway. I would marry her anyway. I would marry her anyway. I would marry her anyway. I would marry her. 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 Hey. spite of everything that I know, in spite of everything that I've seen, regardless of what they put me through, no matter what, I would marry her, I would marry him anyway. What y'all know? What y'all know? Who been there? Who been there? Some of us never been there and been married a couple of times. Now, ain't that about a bitch? You been married 2-3 times and you ain't never been there. Your marry anyway was based on you being in a power position. What we're talking about is when you would marry them anyway based on a vulnerable position, like you don't feel like you have any power but to get with this person because they do everything for your psyche. They do everything for your heart. They do everything for your emotion, even though physically, and I don't mean the way that they look, but I mean physically, they don't do anything. There are no actions on their part that warrant them coming like that. What y'all know? What y'all know? You know what I mean? We talking about the super, 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 super deep stuff. Super, 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 super deep stuff. Cal Chamberlain says, some have the concept that they can change a person's behavior. Not going to happen. Ansel says, whose standards are they going on? Carol says, when I was younger, I was guilty. I was guilty of it. Sad to say it, but it's true. Glad I woke up from that nightmare. Well, honestly, you know, let me tell you something, Cat. Years ago, and not that many years ago, but years ago, I would have said what you said. Like, yo, I was so young and dumb and I didn't understand and I was just so ready to, or I saw somebody that was so ready to take that leap of faith. It's because I couldn't understand it. And I thought, in my heart of hearts, I thought it was weak to feel that way or stupid to feel that way. I don't feel like that anymore. I don't feel like that anymore, and I'm glad I don't. Even though, you know, people might say, well, why would you ever want to feel that way? Because to feel powerless, to feel so strongly for somebody that you feel powerless towards them is something that I think everybody should experience in their lifetime. Hopefully they experience it with somebody who's responsible with their heart, responsible with their feelings, responsible with their welfare, responsible with their treatment. That's the only reason we feel bad about putting our hearts in the hands of others, because we do it with people who are irresponsible. But nonetheless, we cannot audit our blessings the way that we think we can. We think our blessings are everything that comes good to us, everything that feels good to us, everything that we have been conditioned to believe is right and just and nice and gentle and whatever. We believe that those are our blessings. But blessings come with a lesson. So you may feel cursed at a particular time because you're not prepared. To get prepared. This is what I mean by you're not prepared to get prepared. God, the universe, karma, whatever it is, it prepares you for the future. At every waking moment of your life, it prepares you. But because you haven't been in the future, you don't know what your future holds for you. All you know about your future is what you want, what you have been taught, what you've seen, what you've been conditioned to think. And it's all based on your survival. You don't know. You have not seen that your
your future has a lot to do with wrangling with the present in ways that will teach you how to persevere so you can get more comfortable in the future. So we had to go through the hard times, the bad times, with people who didn't seem to have our best interests at heart to prepare us for people who will. We may not have been able to recognize the people who will, or even give the people who will have our best interests at heart a chance had we not been through those people who appealed to our carnal senses, our carnal desires, our physical desires. And it really is all physical. We want to feel good. We want to physically feel good. We don't want our heart to beat fast. We don't ever want to be afraid. We don't want to be anxious. We don't want to be nervous. We don't want none of that. But at the same time, we want the benefits of the kind of love that displays. Well, we can't have it all the time when we want it. Love ain't on demand. And neither is comfortability or survival. It ain't on command. It don't work that way. So, you know, we may look at other people and place unfair judgment on them because they are so deep in love. They're deep in love in ways that we can't understand. Yeah, we may understand on a level of us being there. So we are kindred spirits in that right. However, we don't physically feel what they're feeling at the time. All we know is I was young like that before, and I thought it was all like this, that, and the third. But we base other people's feelings based on our results, the results that happened to us. You ain't stupid for following behind somebody who doesn't appear to love you. You're gaining experience because of that. It might not turn out the way that you would like it to turn out or other people who would like it to turn out. But think about how many people who have had experiences similar to yours and it hurt them so bad that they were afraid to try again. You know some people. I know some people. They became afraid to try again. And I'm sorry. I would hate to be in a position where I would ever be afraid to try again. I ain't never touched something so hot that I didn't think I could ever try to touch it again. Maybe I've been lucky. Maybe I've been blessed. But there is a lesson in every blessing. You can't always audit or scrutinize the lesson. The lesson is for you. It's not for everybody else. But we involve so many other people, outside influences. We involve their opinions of us so much that it's hard for us to get from up under that shit. It's hard for us to have a good time in front of some people because we worried about what they're going to think about who we love, how we love, and what we're doing. Angel eyes, what's going on? It's always... You always a sight for sore eyes. That's what I'm talking about. Good to see me some you. T. Carey, right morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your sight. And Carol Chamberlain, my friend, mi favorita. Thanks for coming on through. It's great to see you. And my brother, Ansel Jones. My brother, Ansel Jones. Baltimore brother, girl, can't leave him alone. What's going on, y'all? Glad to see y'all coming through, man. Appreciate it. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is a daily Go Get a Business show. And we're talking about when you would marry them anyway. What you know about being in love so much. You in love so much. You in deep. You in love so deep that you in trouble. I mean, eventually it's going to work itself out. Don't you worry. You don't have to worry. Life won't waste your time. But yeah, it's real shit. It's real shit. when you would marry them anyway.
Yeah, shit.
I think about all the shit I done talked in my life. Nah, to be with me, you gotta have this. You gotta have that. I need a woman. I need a woman. She gotta have a job. She gotta have a car. She gotta have her own place. She can't be in my pockets all the time trying to move into my place and you know, worried about what I'm doing all the time. Think about that. So I'm saying I wouldn't marry you regardless. What we talking about is when you would marry them anyway. So I realized I wasn't ready for the world. But because you're not ready for the world, that means, well, sometimes it can mean that you're not willing to pay homage for those who are already ready for the world, for people who don't need as much as you need, for people who aren't as afraid to take a leap of faith as you are. And gamblers win. Yeah, they don't win all the time, but they do win. That's why they're gamblers in the first place. Yeah, they win. You win some, you lose some. Gamblers understand that a whole lot more than scared motherfuckers do. My late great stepdaddy always said. Angel remembers when my stepdad passed in 2010. Good looking out, man. You and Coach K. You know what I'm saying? Y'all always kept it 100 with God. But he always said, scared man can't gamble and a jealous man can't work. And that saying, because he told me that when I was in seventh or eighth grade, and he always said it, scared man can't gamble and a jealous man can't work. And he was right in a motherfucker. You know how many jealous men I've seen at work who couldn't get no work done because they was too busy trying to get to the phone? This was before cell phones. Remember, before cell phones, you had to go find a pay phone. You had to go find a house phone. You had to go find a business phone. You had to go find the office phone. You calling your woman all day. Hey, baby, hey, what's going on? I was just calling to say I love you. Meanwhile, you listening in the background to see if you can hear somebody in the back. I mean, yo, a jealous man can't work. He can't keep his mind on his job. His mind is at work trying to make sure that his woman is being loyal, as if he can make somebody be loyal. By the way, the same premise applies to women. A jealous woman can't work at all, but she can multitask. Ain't that about a bitch? A jealous man can't work at all, but a jealous woman can multitask. Like, how the this chick dialed her man literally 50 times today during that 8-hour work day. And she still managed to complete all of her orders. What the? Ansel Jones says, King of my castle bridge is up when you come. Wow. Ansel says, no hateration in the dancery. Is that the way you spell dancery? I want to know what a dancery is. That Mary J. Blige, boy. That Mary J. Blige. Angel Eye says, I really hate it when it takes time to heal from the pain you've gone through due to someone else's actions. I hate to see people go through it also. But I'm going to tell you this. None of us make it from the womb to the tomb without some pain. And you can't heal without there being pain in the first place. You can't heal from a damage that hasn't been inflicted. Now, I'm not saying that we should embrace, we shouldn't take the masochistic route. However, we can't effectively audit our lessons, basically, we can't effectively or accurately audit our blessings. God gives us what he knows that we need. We want to select our blessings. I don't want to start preaching to y'all, but we want to select our blessings. And no, it don't go that way. God be like, look, I got a blessing for you. I got a blessing for you. I got a blessing for all y'all. But I'm going to choose it. I'll distribute them, and y'all do with them what you will. But it's all going to work out because it's part of my plan. My plan is deeper than what y'all can understand. You can read the word all day. You can listen to the word all day. You can preach the word all day. You don't understand my plan. It's my plan, not yours. And I sure didn't show you any other plans or the blueprints or any of that. I didn't show you that. Just know that you're gonna learn to trust me whether you want to or not. So here, take this blessing. You're like, this don't feel like no blessing. This is a curse. This hurts. I've been crying for 45 days straight. I feel terrible. I'm almost feeling suicidal. Yeah, I know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I imagine God like.
Yeah, I know that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been watching you. You're going through it. The same way I designed it to. But guess what?
You've been crying 45 days, and you might be crying for 50. But one of those days after that, you're going to stop crying. And you ain't never going to cry about that again. Now, I ain't saying that you're going to be perfect because of it, but now you have experience on your back, so you're going to make different decisions. You're going to make more informed decisions. Hopefully, this doesn't harden you so much to the point where, like, just because the grease popped you from the stove doesn't mean that you should never fry again. But I got you. Your biggest beef is that you want to have yourself. But I got you. You're going to follow my lead, whether you like it or not. But I love you. I got you. Don't worry about it. Interestingly enough, people who don't believe in God, this is exactly the beef that they had. Oh, I love you, but look, I put you through all this kind of stuff. I hurt you, and I make you sad. What kind? But I claim I love you. So you want to judge a supreme being by your worldly desires, your worldly actions, and your worldly knowledge? Yeah, I imagine God doing that, like. But real shit. Real shit. We want it our way, and we've been conditioned to have it our way, and that's okay. But when you would marry them anyway, that's when you know you're in the matrix. That's when you know you're in a different space than anybody has ever been in. You know, when you're in that, I would marry them anyway, space. You want to talk about, I talk about lessons and blessings. How about this blessing? When you would marry them anyway, you're past the point of needing to explain that to anybody. Yeah, I know y'all don't like them. Yeah, I know y'all don't like her. Yeah, I know. I know that I told y'all too much. You know what I'm talking about, right? You know, when you've been through something or so much with your man or your woman, but you ain't ready to break up with them. You're ready to go through more fire, more trials and tribulations with them, but you done fucked around and complained to your mother and your father and your brothers and your sisters and your aunties and your uncles and your friends and your neighbors and your coworkers and everybody else who would listen to you. And they didn't forget what you told them. So when things got patched up between you and the one that you love, now you realize you done told everybody too much. You can't go to everybody and be like, oh, wait, he fixed everything that was broken. As a matter of fact, I misreported some of the stuff because I was in my feelings and I, you know, my feelings were hurt and, you know, and I didn't really tell you, you know, the part that I played in anything, you know, because I felt like he or she was the dominant force in what went wrong and, you know, yeah. We probably have all been there, huh? When instead of walking back our words, we just stopped talking. When you would marry them anyway. Yeah. He in child support. He ain't got no license because he's in arrear in child support for four of his three baby mamas. But I would marry him anyway. This chick only has one of her five children, of her five baby fathers. She only got one child that she has custody of. And that's the newest baby. And the newest baby can't even walk and talk yet. But I would marry her anyway. What y'all know? But I would marry her anyway. Regardless of all of that, you know you in deep when you start saying, you know how when we do some foul shit, say some foul shit, act in some foul ways, and we be like, listen, man, the Lord knows my heart. Whenever you hear somebody say that the Lord knows my heart, you know they dead ass wrong. Nobody even has to tell them that they wrong. They like, I ain't even got no business thinking this way, let alone acting this way and talking this way. But the Lord knows my heart. Yeah, he gonna have to know it because don't nobody else in this world know it. Because it ain't showing to nobody else in this world. So sometimes we have to employ that mantra with somebody else. Regardless of everything that they've done. Regardless of everything that they're doing. She's still a good woman. He's still a good man. She's still a good woman. He's still a good man. She's still a good woman. He's still a good man. She's still a good woman. He's still a good man. She's still a good woman. He's still a good man. She's still a good woman. She's still a good man. She's still a good woman. He's still a good man. I'm going to be with them and do everything that I can. I'm going to help them. All they need is a little love, and I can do that shit. No pushes, no shoves. Things come through in their own time. Y'all don't know them like I do. And I'm going to make sure that they persevere. We're going to be together next year, the year after that. For the rest of our lives, I really think that we have it. We got a lot of archives. I know that the things that we've been through ain't nothing, do nothing but solidify that you my boo. You know I love you. You know I love you, baby. Shout out to Breakwater. Throwback Thursday, baby. Breakwater. Shout out to Breakwater. Ooh, 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 baby, yeah. When your good friends all hanging around, they telling you your problems and what's the matter with you, yeah. And everything they say, boy, you heard before, and it's all true. Nothing they can say. Yo, man. Yo. This is what I'm talking about. When you would marry them anyway. When you would marry them regardless. When you would marry them in spite of. Are you there? Have you been there? I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you how I feel. Some people are with somebody right now who they don't even feel that way about. Now, you fuck with that. There are people who are already married who don't feel that way and never felt that way about the person that they married to. Now, you good with that? All right, that's on you. But I ain't feeling it. I would much rather feel like, I would still marry them anyway. I would marry them anyway. Yeah. Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I get it. I heard you. I know. But there are people directly with somebody right now. Somebody got their arm around a woman right now, and they still wouldn't marry them anyway. They still wouldn't go to bed anyway. They wouldn't go through the fire with them anyway, regardless, no matter what. What kind of love you got? That shit ain't nothing. But that's a judgment on my behalf, and I'm probably wrong. I'm probably wrong. My bad. We working though. We gonna work. Like I said, y'all, make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get a Amazing Show. You was listening to it? Yeah, I was listening to it too, Carol. Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Nothing they can say. Yo, if y'all don't know the song is by the group Breakwater, 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 and the song is called You Know I Love You. And I'm telling you, it's one of the greatest songs ever recorded. It's one of the greatest songs ever recorded. Well, good looking, Carol. Yeah, I'm just saying. How you married to somebody who ain't even the love of your life? Well, you know, marriage is a business. You know what I mean? All that love shit is overrated. It's only overrated to people who never experienced it. Fuck out of here. Love is only overrated for people who don't have it. Who never had it, who never experienced it, who only been shitted on, who never understood it, who never had it explained to them properly. How can something so essential to life, all life, how could it be overrated? Carol, you running off some of the hits? Splash down time. Solar System Splash. I was so young when that came out. I was like 7, 8 years old. I was like, yo, this is dope stuff. Love without a limit. No limits. Yeah. Love is overrated for people who never had it. There are many people who are hooked up with somebody right now, always talking about what you wouldn't do for somebody. That's how you know you ain't there. You're not there. I can't say shame on you because it's not all your fault. But I would say I feel sorry for you. Yeah, I feel sorry for anybody who has never experienced true love. Because I would definitely rather experience it and say, yeah, but the shit didn't last, than to say, man, I think everybody is fronting. I think everybody is lying. Don't nobody, that true love shit, that shit ain't, it's like, have you ever talked? Yo, yeah, we gonna do this. Have you ever talked to somebody? Have you ever talked to a woman? I'm sure you have. Have you ever talked to a woman that has never experienced an orgasm? They have had sex hundreds of times, maybe thousands of times in their life, but they have never experienced an orgasm. So Women who have never experienced an orgasm, they have no faith. And you'll hear them say, sex is overrated. It's overrated. I mean, it's like, it's okay. Yeah, it populates the earth. It's something to do it's something to do on a rainy day, but not on a sunny day. Because they ain't never felt that shit from the hair follicle all the way down to the toenail. They ain't never felt that. But when they finally do, it's like, God damn, I've been fucking all of these years. This is what all the hype has been about? Well, what the hell? I mean, I've known women who didn't experience an orgasm until they got in their 40s. I'm not going to say they wasted their lives, but what I'm going to say is it took them that long to be in the darkness of misunderstanding. They didn't know. So they figured everybody else was just lying. They was all feeding off each other. Like they was all Trump supporters and shit. Like this shit ain't real. Y'all out here actually believing that there's a Santa Claus. Until it finally happened to them, and now they done confused their heart and their loins. My coochie and my heart are somehow intertwined now. But I would marry him anyway. I would marry him anyway. I would marry him anyway. Now, I would be wrong. I would be wrong if I acted like you have to be super deep in love in order to understand the I would marry him anyway thing, because it's not always that way. Opportunistic people, people who misuse people, people who just want to get something out of people, greedy people, they would marry people anyway because they have a goal in mind. I thought I would be remiss if I didn't identify that. I have to be fair about the whole situation. Let's do these birthday shout outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious September 1st, 1st of September, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Camille Miller. Telling her 52 years old today because she's a 1970s baby. The blind with the crippled, the crazy. Yes, Lord. And also Althea Hogan McCants, turning 49 years old today. I'm sorry. No, there's no age. The next one, Nicole Alexander, turning 49 years old today. Happy birthday to you. And Charmel Connolly Ross, happy birthday to you. And Greg D. Moore, happy birthday to you, Greg. And Tamara Nelson, happy birthday. And last but not least, Derek Fox, turning 60 years old today, because he's a 1962 baby with the okay. Anyway, I want to say happy birthday to all y'all. First of all, I hope that today finds you a good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. All of y'all, go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too hard. Turn up so everybody can. What the hell? Turn up. But don't turn up too hard. Turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out. Rock on and do the damn, the damn, the rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing and do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings and do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and I know, right? It's too loud, right, Karen?
I mean, account. When you would marry them anyway, that's a love that you probably would not be able to put into words or even pen to paper, but it's something that you would feel, and I think everybody should feel that at least one time in their lifetime before their time expires. Things aren't always going to turn out the way that you want them to, but an experience is an experience, and experiences like experiences build camaraderie. They build fraternity and sorority. And when you can be a part of that, when you can gain the type of understanding that only you and a handful of people can, and when you're willing to take that step, when love comes over you to the point where you're ready to do anything that's required, that is a blessing. And there's going to be a lesson in that. But I wish you all the best, because I would rather live my life, you know, with love in it in any form than to live life devoid of it. All right, y'all. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. To resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night with another Daily Go Get a Business show. So I want y'all to have a great, I want y'all to have a terrific, I want y'all to have the best day that you could possibly have. So, are you ready? Well, I am, we shall, no, I am. And continue to rock the mic. Anyway, all right. For my YouTubers, you know just how we do, but thanks for coming.